Hi everyone, it's Elaine Hamilton from the Reiki Centre, and I'm recording from Singapore, which is really lovely to be here. And it's hot. It's hot. I don't know whether it's because I've come from the UK winter, so my blood is still thick or something, but oh my God, I'm melting. But it's really lovely to be back, lovely to be with the community, and just been running workshops, and that always gives me lots of juicy fodder for conversation. So what I wanted to discuss this session was really looking at this idea. It's a kind of well-being or complementary health or new age or I don't know, wellness mythology. That if we do all the right things, then somehow we will escape disease or we will escape bad things happening to us. And this is something that comes up a lot. I had it myself. I thought that, well, if I remember when I first trained as a Reiki master, even when I started teaching, I was still addicted to smoking. And I found it really difficult to admit to myself that I was still smoking. I was like the smoking Reiki master. And it took me several years, even into my Reiki teaching, but it kind of worked in my favor because I kind of attracted people who were much more down to earth, like corporate types, other smokers, because they were like, yay, I can do Reiki and still smoke. Eventually, I did kick the habit, but it was this. Don't know, this kind of expectation, if you like, that I shouldn't be like that, that somehow I should be purer, I shouldn't be, drinking, I shouldn't be smoking, I should be vegetarian, I should be doing yoga, I should be meditating, blah 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 blah. Should never get angry, should never, have any stress in my life, should certainly never get sick. And this is a kind of thing that comes up time and time again. And I think it's really important to understand that when we do Reiki to fill ourselves so that there's no unnecessary addition to what we've already got going on. And if you look at life as a series of flow, it's a flow, right? And you it's a very humanistic thing to think that you can somehow position your life or attain some enough merit to never have bad things happen to you, to only have good things happen to you. And it's like, if I diet well, if I eat the right things, if I exercise, if I don't drink, if I don't smoke, then somehow I'll be immune to disease. I'll be immune that nothing bad will happen to me on the health front. And if I really work on my relationships, if I deal with all my mental health problems, then nothing bad will happen in my mental health or in my experiences with other people, or my relationships will be super smooth, blah, blah, blah. Another question that came up was, well, it's really difficult being in the corporate world because the more spiritual I get, the more difficult it is to deal with all those egos, and there's so much ego in the corporate world. Now, the thing that I just really want to make clear, like Reiki is about acceptance. It's about coming into balance with your life, coming into alignment with your life. So there's a certain life flow, and as anybody's life, if you really get off the social media imagery of it, but actually get into somebody's minutiae of their life, there is a heck of a lot of ups and downs. We have good days. We have bad days. We feel really happy some days. We feel really sad other days. During the day, there's a fluctuation of emotions that happen naturally. There are cycles that we go through. I think women are more impacted than men, but not always. So there's a lot of flow, there's ebb and flow, and that's very natural. The tide does it, our breathing does it. We inhale, we exhale. We're born, we die. This is just life. These are life cycles. In the morning we wake up, and in the nighttime we go to sleep. It's like ups and downs. Everything is ups and downs. Everything is dualistic. And so, in terms of how we experience our physical life. So, Reiki's job is not to keep you on some kind of artificial high whereby you only think good thoughts, you only feel good feelings, you only have good things happen to you. That's a really, I'm going to be blunt, but that's a really immature way of looking at life. It's fairy tale. It's the kind of thing that you were told when you were 5 years old, the fairy tale of they met and then they lived happily ever after, right? It's no. When has that ever happened to you or to anybody else you know? So just do the research, like just collect the data, look, just look. And even those people who really have attained a lot of inner peace, you'll notice that within their inner peace, there's still a lot of challenges. So a lot of challenges in life, but the inner peace doesn't necessarily need to go away just because there's challenges. And that's the key thing. So what I've noticed in my own Reiki journey, and this is something that I was sharing over the weekend, is that I know a lot of you know I'm suffering from my second frozen shoulder. So I had my right side went in 2021. Couldn't move it for like a year. Very painful, very annoying. Just like, and amazing how many people seemed confused that I had a frozen shoulder because I teach Reiki, I do Reiki. It's like, why? Because you do Reiki, why would you have a frozen shoulder? Because of menopause. Late last year I developed another one. And for those of you who've had frozen shoulders, you'll understand that it comes with a lot of pain, like a lot of pain. And actually it was really remarkable. Like the first one, hands up, didn't deal with it very well, didn't deal with the pain very well, really did get into the cycle of thinking of this is going to go on forever. I'm completely debilitated. I'm handicapped now. I won't be able to use this arm very well ever again. Whereas this round, I've been a lot more philosophical because I know the length of time it takes for it to recover. And so, really, the back chat hasn't been so difficult. But the pain is still the pain. The pain hasn't got Isn't any better just because I'm more accepting of the situation. Like physical pain is physical pain. And so what that's allowed me to do is to really meditate through it. It's kind of like, okay, just because I have physical pain, does that mean I can't be at peace with it? And the remarkable thing is you absolutely can. You know, there's still days where I find it incredibly tiring. And when I'm trying to sleep and I'm being woken up, like it, there's a lot of broken sleep involved. When I'm lying there, I can really feel my exhaustion and I can feel my fed upness even with this situation. But that has nothing to do with my inner peace. And this is really where Reiki takes you. So Reiki will take you deeper, deeper. So it's almost like, you've heard me say this before, like if you're a diver, right? Or even if you're not a diver, when you sink down into below the water in a swimming pool, as you go deeper and deeper, it gets quieter and quieter. And the only thing you really hear is your own, that when you're diving, the only thing you really hear is your regulator. So the breathing and the bubbles, and it gets louder and louder, and you get more and more internal. Like it just becomes your little world, and it's a really peaceful place. And it's a bit like that. Like the more that you do your Reiki, the more that you can access this level of acceptance that starts to percolate everything. So you might call it more of a witnessing or more of an observing stance, whereby you're not so engaged in it, like it's happening to me. It's always, you know, people are doing this to me, and it's all very like Korean drama, like, oh my God, why me? Why this? Why that? When is this going to end? And this kind of thinking it creates a lot of suffering, obviously. And it creates a lot of pushing and pulling to get away from whatever the situation is that you find yourself in, whether that's a bad relationship, whether that's a health crisis, whatever it is, this shouldn't be happening. So it's that idea that this thing that's happening to me shouldn't be happening. And when is it going to stop? Or how can I stop it? How can I move away from it? How can I resist it, essentially? So a lot of the conversation around coming into balance, and people hear that expression, like Reiki helps you balance, and they interpret that as Reiki helps you feel good, or Reiki helps you have good things, whether that's good health, good mental health, good abundance, good success. But it's like they hear the word balance and they think good things. That's not balance. Balance is good and bad, but you are balanced through it. So you are the same through it. Whether it's a good thing happening or a bad thing happening, your inner peace is the same. There's an equanimity to it. Like you're it becomes more that there is an external play, there's an external drama being played out, and you are a participant of that. And that doesn't mean that you have to lose yourself into it. You don't have to lose yourself into the bad things, and you don't have to lose yourself into the good things either. It's all an unfolding process, but it's external from your essence. Your essence remains the same. And if you really check this out, this is actually true. Even for those of you who have only just started your Reiki journey, or maybe you're just curious about Reiki, you haven't even started yet, you will notice that when you look back, so go back to your earliest memory as a child, no matter what was happening, whether it was a good thing or a bad thing, and just check in with that really inner feeling or inner essence, like who was looking out your eyes, observing whatever it was going on, is that same observer that is looking at this video or listening to the podcast now. It's the same. So that essence is what I'm talking about. Now, that's always there. You don't have to do Reiki to get that, right? But what I've noticed is that Reiki allows a deeper connection and access with that essence. So when we talk about balance with Reiki, we are not talking about creating some kind of fantasy life where only good things happen to you. I'm telling you, I'm just sorry to disappoint you. That's never going to happen. You are going to have Reiki and get sick. You're going to have Reiki and you're going to have relationship bust ups. You're going to have Reiki and you're going to get angry and shout and scream and maybe throw things. You're going to get angry. Sorry, you're going to have Reiki and you're going to get anxious. I mean, that's natural balance. Balance is everything. It's the full expression of your emotions when it's appropriate. It's the full expression of your body telling you certain things, your genetics, your influence with the environment. I mean, it's everything. And just because you very carefully kind of contain your health and your this and your that, like, honestly, the amount of emails I get from people saying, I've had a really healthy life, I exercise, I do all the things everybody says that I should be doing, I'm following all the rules here for a healthy body, and now I've got cancer, or now I've got like this morning, this poor woman wrote to me and said, I've got MND, motor neuron disease. I've got diabetes, even though my diet is perfect. I've got, all these things because disease happens. It's part of life, it happens. And I think that when we gun for this, or when we really put so much pressure on ourselves to not get angry, to not react, to somehow carve out this perfect external life, we will always end up being disappointed because life just doesn't work like that. So much easier. Now, this is totally in your control is your focus in terms of when I'm doing my Reiki, can I feel that connection with my inner core? Can I feel my connection with who I truly am, my essence, my authentic self, my expressive self, whatever that may be? And that may be going with the flow, right? So you have a situation that's, let's go back to the idea that you are in a corporate environment and you're feeling all the egos. There's lots of egos in there, and you're starting to use your Reiki to dismantle your ego so it's not so heavy on you and you're able to see your authentic self more clearly. All that's going on, and then there's still all these big egos going on around your work environment. So what? Like, what has that got to do with you? It doesn't mean you have to leave. Doesn't mean you have to resist it. Doesn't mean you have to preach to them and tell them how big their egos are or what they're doing wrong, or there's nothing like that that is required of you. You continue to be your authentic self and you continue to allow others acceptance, right? You continue to allow others to express themselves however they want. But essentially, you are also maintaining your own boundary. They can still push, but that doesn't mean you have to take it, and it doesn't mean you have to push back necessarily. I mean, if they push and you move out the way, they fall over. It's quite simple. It's just push, 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 whoo, and then woo. So there are lots of ways of maintaining your essence through a world that maybe doesn't see things quite the way you do. It's perfectly possible to do that. You do not have to go and hide in a cave in a mountain in order to express your authentic self. Like, if that was necessary, that would be a kind of crazy essence, wouldn't it? Like, if your authentic self, and I know some people find their authentic self and they really do go into a cave or go into the cabin in the woods or whatever. But most of us are actually here to participate and to be part of this crazy world. We're not actually here to go running off into the woods. Some people are, but most of us aren't. Most of us are actually here to contribute something. And so the question, as you're doing your Reiki and you're starting to come more and more into your inner power, is to be asking that question, like, what am I here to contribute? Like, what does the universe want from me? Rather than what do I want from the universe, right? So it's starting to really open to that power that you have inside of yourself and getting more and more connected in with it. And that is what Reiki does. So Reiki is universal life force, and you are part of that universal life force. And when you feel stress, you feel strain, you feel resistance of any kind, you feel miserable, you feel tension, that is not necessarily because you're sick or you have terrible relationships or whatever. It's ne not necessarily anything to do with the outside world. It's to do with how you're navigating it. The outside world is going to continue to throw shit at you. That's what it does. That's just what it does. Sometimes you have a nice day and sometimes you have a shit day, and that's life. So to try and manipulate the environment so you only have good days, and then when you have a bad day, you beat yourself up or you change your, you immediately start thinking, what have I done wrong? When you're simply being presented with a whole bunch of outside factors that are not going your way. I mean, that's a God complex, right? To think, oh, I can control my environment of the entire planet. That's really crazy thinking. Your job is to just simply be your authentic self, find that inner peace that can navigate everything. Like, your inner peace navigates whatever is thrown at it with the same equanimity. Doesn't make any difference to it. Like, it doesn't make any difference. It's just like your true self, your inner self, your inner spark, your consciousness, your awareness, whatever you want to call it, is just so delighted to be alive. And everything is magical in that sense. It's a very different sense than what the ego is used to thinking. Like the ego is like, okay, I'll be happy when I have this and this and this and this, and everything is perfectly lined up, then I'll be happy. And anything else that's out, any duck that's out of my row, I'm going to complain. I'm going to be disappointed. I'm going to be not good enough. This isn't good enough. That's not good enough. I'm not good enough. It's a real bully, you know. And luckily for us, it's not real. It's not us. It's just a whole bunch of belief systems that we've kind of packed together in some kind of random order. We all have different orders. We all have different belief systems. Like that is clear. And we all have a different makeup of the egoic structure, but that egoic structure has nothing to do with us. And when you start to work with Reiki, you start to see that more and more. That's the thing to start dissolving. That's the thing to start to really look at and go, do I need this belief system? Do I need that structure? Do I need to keep bullying myself? That's what you're looking at, not so much looking at the bad things that are happening and then wondering, what am I doing wrong? Like, what is not working? Why is this happening? What's the magic cure? That's looking at the external environment and trying to change it, rather than looking at your internal environment and seeing what's resisting. And when I mean external environment, I mean disease as well, right? And I mean illness, and I mean pain, and I mean all that stuff. That's all external circumstances, really, when it comes to that inner peace. The inner peace is not disturbed by anything. So if you're noticing a disturbance in the force, then that's what you look at with Reiki. That's what you're trying to harmonize. That's what you're trying to balance so that you can face these challenges with a sense of peace, with a sense of acceptance, with a sense of well-being, no matter what's going on, right? And then you move. And the no matter what's going on includes your own response to it. So it doesn't mean, often when I say the word acceptance as well, people are like, oh, that means I just have to accept what's happening. No, you have to accept this is happening. And then how am I going to respond to it? And that might be responding to it with anger, with frustration, with boundaries, with anxiety, with fear. That's the emotion you put on it, and the action you put on it is not what I'm talking about when I say acceptance. When I say acceptance, what I'm talking about is accepting that this, whatever this is happening. That's it. You're just accepting this is what's happening, and this is my response to it, and I accept my response to it too. So my response doesn't have to be holier than thou. It doesn't have to be love, light, and freaking rainbows. It is what it is. And I'm responding to it from an honest place, even if that's an eruption of anger or rage, or you lash out or whatever it is. That's part of you being honest about what's coming forth, what's coming out. Okay, so it's this, there's a lot of discernment around the words, and there's a lot of depth. Like these words, like acceptance and balance, these are two really important words to get your head around and to discern what it means, because it's been really like weirdly co-opted in the whole New Age fairyland landscape, and it's not helpful. It's not helpful to your own inner peace, and it's not helpful to the way that you grow internally at all, because it's setting up a fairy tale paradigm that is just impossible. It's impossible. It's like the perfectionism landscape, whereby you'll never get it right. You'll never be enough. It'll never be enough. This will never be right. And so, therefore, it's not that different, you know, from you think you've stepped out of the rat race, but you're just in a different rat race. So don't do that. Don't get sucked into that. And look at this word. What does balance really mean? What does acceptance really mean in its totality? So balance is balance, good and bad. Acceptance is also accepting whatever is erupting from you, whatever is ex erupting from the other person, with no judgment. And these are really you can really get this synced into your system, it will offer up so much freedom and it will relieve you of so much judgment, inner judgment, self-judgment. And that is truly what the Reiki journey provides, I think. And what the Reiki journey offers is that balance and that coming into alignment with who you truly are. And who you truly are is not an angelic unicorn that never does bad things, never says bad things, never thinks bad things. That's a unicorn. You're not a unicorn. You're a human being with emotions and needs and probably a temper. So I hope that helps. And it's been really lovely to chit chat. See you soon. Thanks for watching. Bye.